And welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict Inn. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about The Walking Dead Season 7, Episode 13, entitled Bury Me Here. This is our instant cast. We just finished watching. Gary, what are your thoughts?
One of Morgan's best episodes ever. This episode was supposed to be a Carol episode, according to the previews, which we only seen Carol like twice, right?
Right.
But this ended up being an all-Morgan episode once again. Well, we had a little supporting cast, but Morgan could have held this thing by himself.
Yes.
He was that damn good.
Yep.
I loved it.
Lenny James has definitely made up for Here's Not Here. That Here's Not Here. He's like, people keep stopping
like
me on the street. And yeah, this episode was so good. Like, every moment of the episode, I was so excited. I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Like, even with Ben getting shot for a minute, and then he got shot in his leg, I was like, oh, they psyched us out. Or even some people during the commercial break was like, what if it's Morgan? I'm like, oh, that'd be a good twist, because it was, it, you know, I predicted for so long.
And plus it was heavy-handed.
Yes, it was very heavy-handed.
You know, it had Ben and, you know, I guess he took up like the first half of the episode.
Yeah, he had the most lines he's ever had in the episode.
You see Ben hugging his brother.
Yep.
Ben telling his brother he love him.
Yep.
Ben playing frisbee with his brother.
Didn't he give his book back to Morgan?
Gave his book back to Morgan.
I mean, all the signs were there. He had a crush on a girl, which I can only assume is Carol.
Yeah.
He said something to Daryl to Morgan when he was dying, but we didn't see any other girl so far. So I think the only girl he had a crush on was Carol.
Right. So Nicole was right with her prediction last week, the most likely to die. Well, her prediction last week, the week before that.
Yeah, I've been predicting for quite a while
now. She's been predicting Ben and, I mean, of course, if you predict them every week, you're going to be right.
No.
Nicole was right. Ben died. I mean, it's kind of been leaning toward him. Every episode, he gets more and more lines. I was kind of sad.
It was sad. You know what's kind of even sadder, which I know I shouldn't be even letting their reactions get to me, but the savior guy, he was like, hey, how's the kid? And he's like, you think about it. Ben is just a kid. And then when he realized he's dead, and he tells his own, like, I thought he was going to kill his co-savior person, you know?
Well, you could tell he was upset when he was at the truck when it first happened.
Okay.
He said, give him a stick bang, get in the damn car.
So then
They already told him or told them who they was going to kill if it happened again.
Okay, so you mean he should have killed, his job was to kill Richard.
Richard, if anything went wrong.
Okay, so he went off books.
Right.
Is what the problem really was. Okay. Yeah. And then Morgan delivering Richard's lines back to the savior guy. It was an amazing episode.
Yeah, Morgan stayed in line.
Yeah.
He's ready.
And like, even when they were talking in the room, they were so close and Richard just kept talking and talking. I was like, shut the fuck up, Richard, shut the fuck up. And I thought Morgan was going to kill him then. And when Morgan didn't, it really took me for a shock when he did it at the time that he did it, in the manner that he did it.
It took me for a shock, too, because at that moment, I knew Morgan was going along with the plan.
Wait, what do you mean?
Remember what him and Richard talked about in the room? He said, we're going to have to do this. We're going to have to gain their trust back, but you're going to have to kill.
Oh, wait a minute. So you think Morgan sacrificed Richard?
I think Richard wanted himself to be sacrificed.
But he didn't know Morgan was going to kill him in that moment.
I think he did.
No, he was... Well,
I think he has some idea that Morgan would.
Okay, but what you're saying... Okay, if Morgan is following Richard's plan, then why did Morgan want to leave at the end?
I think Morgan is just so angry that he's back or forced to kill again that he just want to kill everybody. Like you said, he's going to kill them one by one.
Okay. All right.
And then Morgan's probably even madder that Richard baited him. Because Richard is an intelligent guy. He knew what was going to happen when he set the trap. He knew they would be so mad, but he thought he was going to die then.
Mm-hmm.
When he didn't, when Morgan confronted him about it, and in fact, he already had everything set up, like bury me here, because he knew they was going to find out he did it sooner or later.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why he had it right there, and the book bag had to be where his daughter died.
Right.
So when Richard didn't die right then and there, once Morgan came in the room, his plan was back on.
Okay. That's why he was fighting Morgan so hard.
You have to gain their trust, but you will have to kill again.
Right. I was going to say he was fighting Morgan so hard, but I guess that's only human nature to fight for your life when someone's killing you, regardless if it's planned or not planned.
Yeah, when it's time to die, you start having second thoughts like, hold up.
Right.
Time out. I was just joking.
It reminds me of this like sick scene from Leftovers season one. If you have not watched that show on HBO, my gosh, that where you're like, okay, I'm willing to die for a cause. And then when shit actually starts going down, you're like, hold up. I didn't know death was this hard.
Right.
So, yeah, that was gruesome. Even though they didn't show it and they heard it. And even the actors, the ensemble cast that was there, Yara, everybody else. I don't know anyone else's name, but Yara from Game of Thrones. They were all looking and like, oh, sick. And I'm like, in my head, actually, I think I was saying that out loud. I was like, why is no one breaking this shit up? Like, why are they just looking? Because at this point, they don't know what Richard did to cause Morgan to do this. And they're just watching in horror. What did you think of their non-reaction or, doing anything?
I think they were confused. They were probably more in shock than other people, than the saviors.
Right. Oh my God, I love that. I love this episode. I really, really, like, I don't think I've been this excited for an episode since season 5, episode 1. This was a really good episode. They did a really, really good job. Because even though the Benjamin thing was predictable, it didn't go down exactly how I thought it was. And then when we came back from commercial break and saw that he got shot in the leg, even then I was like, oh, okay, he's fine. You know, it was a fake out. But then when they start getting serious, he's going to bleed out. I was like, oh no.
They did an excellent job. And I really, really, really felt bad that Ben died, that he was dying. Because at that moment, I'm like, no, don't take Ben.
Yeah, young boy.
Take Richard.
Yeah, take Richard. Even when they tried to give his Richard his speech to Morgan about his family, I'll have to watch the episode again. But me personally, I was like, I'm sorry, Richard. Because at that point, we all knew what what Richard did. So even when he was telling giving his testimony of his story and his background.
That was a pretty sad story.
I'll have to listen again and watch again, but whatever he was saying, it doesn't really matter. This little boy died because of your stupid actions.
You're right and you're wrong. You're right as far as saying that the wrong person died. But you're wrong because he didn't know his action was going to lead to Ben dying. He thought he was going to die. And I agree with him when he said that something had to be done. If you let this continue, pretty soon they're going to be running you off. They're going to start killing the people you love. They've already started killing people they love. Well, not there at the kingdom, but other places.
He is still to blame. It's just like a drunk driver. When a drunk driver gets in the car and drives behind the wheel, they don't think, oh no, I might hit somebody else and kill someone else.
But this is a different situation.
It's not a different situation because you know what? They're still responsible for what ends up happening. And Richard's still responsible for what ended happening.
I kind of get what you're saying, but it would have been better said if, like, someone's trying to commit suicide and they go head on with a car.
Yeah.
And the person in the other car end up dying and they end up surviving.
Okay, yep. Yeah, thank you. That is even better.
So this is a better comparison.
Yes, it is.
But it's still... So,
but what do you have to say about that?
No, I'm saying that would be a better comparison, but it's still not the same thing.
It is. I would say it is the same thing. And it's actually the exact same thing. It's like you were willing to die and instead your actions ended up making someone else die rather than yourself. Someone who did not want to die.
So let's say that his plan would have worked and they would have killed him. Then would his plan have been a fail? Would you look at it different?
His plan may have been a fail because who knows, they might have just been like, damn, that sucks. Let's move on. You know, they might have said, let's go to war. So yeah, his plan may have failed if it was him. It may have failed because they might have just been like, damn, that sucks. Richard died, you know, da da da.
No, because everyone was angry after Ben died.
Do you think they would have been as angry if Richard?
I think so.
You think so?
I think so.
They were more angry because it was a little boy. It was a kid.
I think they would have been angry regardless. One of their people died. They saw how evil the saviors are.
We can agree to disagree on that part. But I know we definitely can agree that the episode was amazing.
It was. It was amazing.
Yes.
So what do you think about Carol coming back?
I thought it was cool. I liked how she used, I think it was Ezekiel or Morgan that used those words on her.
It was Ezekiel.
Okay, you can leave without leaving or something. And I'm guessing she gave Morgan her house.
Right.
So that way he can be away, and then she comes in. And I'm like, I'm glad she went and started helping with the gardening, because she needs to start pulling her weight around here. And hopefully we'll see something more come of that.
Something more like what?
Maybe a love relationship.
Oh.
You know what? I'm not the only one, because actually when her and Morgan were talking and she was trying to convince Morgan to stay, I thought in that moment she was going to kiss Morgan. And I saw someone else write online on Twitter. They're like, did it seem like Morgan and Carol were going to kiss? And I was like, yes, I was seeing that same exact thing.
I bet it was another lady.
I don't know for sure. I can't remember.
Women love romance. I don't care where it's at. In the middle of a zombie apocalypse.
Hey, everyone loved last week with, you know, Michonne and Rick.
In the middle of prison during the show, Prison Break. Y'all don't care who the romance is.
It's supposed to be bringing Prison Break back, so we'll have to see. Yeah, yeah. It's always good to have a little happiness, a little love. I mean, everything else is so sad and sorrow and dark, so.
Well, we had a love episode last week.
Yeah.
It's time to get back to work. Time to get to fighting.
Yeah, yeah. But still, it'd be cool. It'd be cool to see her find happiness. You know, because Carol, who has she had? She's only had her husband, who is like an abuser. And then she had Tobin.
Tobin was a good guy.
Yeah, he was a good guy, but he wasn't right for her.
Because he wasn't violent?
No, because I don't know.
He was too weak?
Yeah, she needed a strong man. Nothing too strong, but just, you know, just right. Ezekiel is that right. He's like soft-spoken and nice and calm, but he's strong. Whereas Tobin
What is Ezekiel's sidekick? I'm sorry for cutting
Jerry. When they hit Jerry, I was pissed off.
Man, when Jerry said, don't talk while the king is talking.
You know what? They're stupid to be saying any of that stuff while they're in company in front of other people. Like, why would you be talking that way in front of the saviors?
No, Jerry's on his job.
It seems like the saviors would get mad that you are calling someone else king when, like, Negan's kind of their king.
I need a Jerry on my side. Everybody needs a Jerry. So when, no matter what's going down, he's going to stick to the script.
Yeah, yeah. But it was funny when they first got out of the car and they're like, protect your king. I'm like, hold on. Why are you guys out here trying to protect Ezekiel? Ezekiel, if he can't be out here protecting him himself, he does not need to leave the kingdom. If you're going to be trying to have to worry about killing walkers, killing humans that are a threat, and then also protecting your king. And then at the same time, I did get a little Game of Thrones vibe when, you know, Khaleesi, when she was, you know, when all the people were about to attack her and her dragon comes down. I forgot what the episode was called, but you know what scene I'm talking about.
Yeah,
when they're like, protect your queen. I was like, protect your king. He's no Khaleesi, but whatever.
But that was a smart move. Well, it was all set up, but if it wasn't, it was a smart move because he still has to run the kingdom.
That's what Jerry's for. You got a number two, you got a number three. You know, when Ezekiel dies, there goes Jerry.
You protect your king at all cost. It's like chess.
But yeah, I was kind of upset that Jerry got hit. I was like, damn.
I appreciated Jerry for that. He took one for the team. He went down doing his job.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was surprised he didn't get back up and tell him to silence again.
Man, wait. When Morgan yelled at Ezekiel, that was some fine-ass acting right there.
It was.
He's like, I said, Lee. I was like, whoa. He had deep voice. He scared me. So I was like, okay, Morgan, we'll leave. But I failed him. He wanted to do it on his own.
He scared Ezekiel.
He did.
You saw Ezekiel after it happened. He wanted to get tough with his people. You see him making just like, get in the car. Like, don't act tough now.
Right. Yeah. Good episode. Great, great episode. I cannot wait to watch it again.
Yeah. I know we're going to have way more likes than dislikes.
Oh, definitely. I can't even think of a dislike right now immediately, but we'll see when we watch it the second time and take notes.
Well, if it's a dislike, I'm sure it's not really a show dislike. It's probably a character dislike. Like, why you hit my man Jerry?
Right.
Why y'all kill my man Ben?
Yeah. Now, I'm Ben's little brother. He's like the only one left in the family. Keep that family name going.
And why did Katie have to die?
Oh, poor Katie.
Poor Katie.
We never met you, Katie, but we feel sorry for you. Your dad turned out to be a big coward.
Actually, your dad turned out to be a hero.
Whatever. We'll agree to disagree on that part.
He's a hero. If he wouldn't have did all that, then Ezekiel wouldn't be thinking about war right now. Morgan would be killing again. Morgan would never saw clear again.
Oh, that was crazy. I mean, you know, we could talk all night for real, but that was crazy when he was like clear, and it was showing the flashbacks and you know, when he said Dwayne didn't have to die or whatever he said, and they're like, Dwayne?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, he's like, I mean, Benjamin.
Took him a while to get back, like, Benjamin.
I was like, you know what the fuck I mean.
I'm pissed right now.
I'm sorry, don't be correcting me. You know who just died, damn it.
But yeah, they go to everybody can make a difference. Dwayne? Stop. Wait, what you mean? Dwayne?
Come on, dude. You know who it was.
Yeah, mother.
Yeah. Dwayne. Right? That's why I called him. You didn't know his middle name was Dwayne? Shit. Get out of here. Anywho, we will be back Tuesday night. We'd love to hear from you guys what you like, didn't like, all your favorite moments. dead@theverdictsin.com or on Twitter @theverdictsin or facebook.com/theverdictsin. And we'll discuss it on the podcast, excuse me. And we are also going to be covering American Crime. We covered it last season, season 2. Great show. Such a good show. And the trailers already look super amazing.
Right.
So it comes on now. It comes on at 10 o'clock Sundays. So we'll probably won't watch until like Monday or Tuesday. That podcast will probably won't come out until like Wednesday, until The Walking Dead comes off or something for us to do it sooner. So if you do watch American Crime, follow our The Verdicts In feed and it will be on there. And you can hit us up there, host@theverdictsin.com or any email you have for us. I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Peace.